Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Aleph Omud Aleph. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, and Be'ezus Hashem are going to conclude not only Simin Tov Tezayin today, but actually the entire discussion that we've been having so far that Kemat filled up all of the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura dealing with the halachos of Eruvin. First we had Eruvin Chatzeros and Shituf Mavayos, and today will be, as is Hashem, finish off the discussion on Eruvei Techumen. So, with excitement, we begin Siv Gimel on the second line. The Mechaber tells us, all the dinim that we learned in the last two shiurim, from Siv Aleph and Siv Beis in Simen Tov Tezayin, which dealt with a person trying to put out two separate Eruvei Techumen, for the first day of Yontif and the second day of Yontif, or, for example, when Yontif comes out on Friday and he wants to have a separate Erev for Friday Yontif and for Shabbos, or a separate Erev for Shabbos and Sunday Yontif. So all of these dinim that we've learned that you're allowed to do this and how you're allowed to do this, this sif is going to tell us over here that there's one caveat. When you have two different days over here and you're going to have two separate Erev Techumim, you must be able to reach your Mokum Shvisa for the second day from where you are the first day. As we'll see, that means that the two Erev Techumim Shvisas that you have must be within 2,000 amas of each other. In other words, wherever you're going to have your Mokum Shvisa on the first day, the Mokum Shvisa of the second day has to be reachable from the Mokum Shvisa of the first day. So you can change your Mokum Shvisa up to 2,000 amas away from your first day, but it can't be beyond that, because if you can't reach your Mokum Shvisa on the second day from where you are on the first day, it's not going to work for the second day. Now, let's see that inside now. We'll read a lot of Sif Gimel first, and then we'll explain it in the Mishnah Berurah, but it basically is going to say what I just said. The Chaber starts off and he says, Zeh Sha'amarnu, that which we learned, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chafei, Hainu Betchila Sif Aleph, that which we learned in the beginning of this Simen, in Sif Aleph, how you can have two separate Mokum Shvisas for the first day and second day of Yontif, or for Yontif Shabbos, Shabbos Yontif, when they're together, to have two separate Erev Techumim for each of the days, that which we said, Zeh She'amarnu, She'esh Lo La'ariv Shnei Eruvim, that you can make two separate Mokum Shvisas, two separate Erev Techumims, B'shtei Ruchos, L'shtei Yomim, and they can be in different places for the 2 days, that is only possible who, She'yia Efshalo L'hagia L'kol Echod Mishnei Ha'eruvim Bayom Arishon. It must be that wherever you made your Mokum Shvisas on the first day, you're able to physically go, i.e., you're within 2,000 amas of your second Mokum Shvisa that you want to establish for the second day. If you're in your city, so then you can have the entire city as being Dalet Amos for you. But if you're out in the field, so then you must be within 2,000 Amos of your Mokum Shvisa on the first day in order to establish a different Mokum Shvisa on your second day. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chavav, Hainu, Shelo Yiruchokim Zemize Yosem Yalpayim Uchid Mefarish. As we're going to explain, and as I just told you, this is where the Mishnah Berurah states that the two Mokum Shvisas therefore have to be within 2,000 Amos of each other. However, Avolimi Efshar Lagia Lo Eruv Shoyom Hasheni Bayom Arishon, if it is more than 2,000 Amos away, in other words, it is not possible for you to get to your second place that you want to have is your Mokum Shvisa for the second day from where you are on the first day. In other words, it's outside the Tchum of the first day, then you can't reach it, and therefore, Ein Eruv Hasheni Eruv. The second Mokum Shvisa will not work. Your second Eruv Tchumim for the second day of Yontif, or for the second day of either Yontif following Shabbos or Shabbos following Yontif, will not work. Because Sha'eruv Mitzvaso Shia Besuda Haru'uya Mibod Yom. In order for this to work, it has to be edible. It has to at least be potentially capable of being eaten during the day of first day of Yontif, or the first day of the Yontif Shabbos, Shabbos Yontif combination. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Chasayin, the after Kinyon Ha'erev Hu B'tchilas Yom Sheni, even though the actual Kinyon of your Erev only begins during the Ben HaShemashos period of time of the second day, nevertheless, Mikol Mokum Tzaruch Shia Roi Lo L'Hagia V'L'Echo Misof Yom Arishon. But it must be reachable and at least theoretically edible at the end of the first day. In other words, if you cannot reach your second day's Erev on the first day, it will not work. And we see furthermore in Dirshu footnote number 9 this discussion. He says, Av sheshnei yomim tovim shel golios, echad mehem huchol. Even though when you're dealing with 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, one of them is really not Yontif, it's only Sveika Dioma. So let's say it's Tuesday, Wednesday. So if Tuesday is Yontif, then Wednesday's not. And if Wednesday's Yontif, then Tuesday's not. So technically, one of the days is Chol, and there's no problem traveling as far as you want on a weekday. According to this idea, it should work out that Tzoruch Ha'erev Lachol, the second day should work no matter what. If the first day wasn't Yontif, so then of course you can walk as far as you want to the second day. And if the second day is not Yontif, then there's no problem in walking as far as you want without the Erev Tchumim. As the issue footnote number 9 says, if the first day is really chol, then you can go as far as you want, and the first day is not yontif. And if the second day is chol, then you don't need an erev tchumim. So how come you still have to be within reach for the 2 days of yontif over here? One of them is really not yontif. So he brings up in the Morgan of Rome a brilliant answer. Bottom line is, we don't say one day is really chol and one day is really yontif, but we treat both as yomim of kedusha. You're not allowed to be mezalzel in yontif sheni. Then yochel lovo biyom harishon lechol seiruvo. And therefore, bottom line is, you cannot eat the eruv on the first day if it's not within reach of your tchum. So therefore, eino nechshav eruv liyom sheni. Therefore, it won't work on the second day because kivon shetzorach bimitzius. Lovo lecho, since you really have to be able to go and at least potentially be able to eat it if you wanted to. Hari osalo lovo machma sveka diyoma, and since you can't because of the sveka diyoma, therefore the bottom line is it doesn't work even for the yom tov and shogolius over here, and certainly not for Shabbos and yontif or yontif and Shabbos, because those days certainly are really mok days of kedusha. And that's why the Mechaber continues and he says, "V'zeh ho'ol, ve'eino yochol hagil l'zeh ha'eru b'yom harishon, hari zo eino ru'uya mibod yom." And therefore, if you can't reach the food that you want to have for the second day to make that your Mokum Shvitza and make that your Erev Tchumim, if you can't reach it on the first day because it's outside the 2,000 Amas from where your Mokum Shvitza is for the first day, it won't work. And now the Mechaber gives us a very practical illustration of this with actual numbers. Ketzad. What would be an illustration of where you can't reach it? For example, Hare Sheiniach Eruvo Biricho Kapayim Amma Mibeso L'Ruach Mizrach. For example, let's say the person in the Mishnah will tell us he's out in the field, because if you're in the city, the whole city counts as Dalet Amos. So let's make it nice and simple. You're out in the field, and you physically are in the center of this field, and you make your Erev Tchumim for the first day 2,000 Amos to the Mizrach, and that's where you're going to make your Mokum Shvitza. So you physically are in the center, and you put your bread, your two meals over here, 2,000 Amos to the Mizrach, and that's where your Mokum Shvitza is for the first day. And now, v'hiniach eruv sheni, for the second day, you want to be able to travel all the way in the Marav direction, so you put it, berichok ama achas, omeya, o elef, beruach marav, v'somach lov liyom sheni. So now, you really cannot move from where you originally were at in the middle of the field, because you made your first day eruv techumim, your mokum shvisa, 2,000 amas to the left. So the maximum you can go on the first day is back to where you started off before yontif started, and that's 2,000 amas to the Mariv side of your Mokum Shvisa. But you want to make it one Amma beyond that, 100 Amma beyond that, 1,000 Amma beyond that, Ein Zeh HaSheni Erev. The second one will not work because you can't reach it. Shari Biyoba Rishon, your Mokum Shvisa on the first day was 2,000 Amma to the Mizrach side. Ein Zeh Erev HaSheni Roi Lo Mibo Jom. And you can't reach beyond 2,000 and really 4 Amos from where you are because you have 4 Amos from where you are and then 2,000 Amos further than that. So if you place the Erev even one Amma beyond what you can reach, l'fisheni yochol l'giyeh lov, since you can't reach it, it's no good. Shari lo nisha lo beruach marav klum. You don't have even 1 inch to go marav-wise because you did everything to the Mizrach side. And therefore, your second day's Erev Tchumim would not be good in the scenario that the Mechaber just said. However, avol aminiach eruvo berichuk elef v'chamesh miyos mibeso. Let's say you're out in the field and you make it to the Mizrach side, 1,500 Amma. So now you got 500 Amma still to the Marav side of where you are. So you put this out at 1,500 Amma Miruach Mizrach on the first day. And that's your Mokum Shvisa for the first day. So now, the second day, you want to have 500 Amma to the right of where you started out from, which is within 2,000 Ammas at a 1,500 Amma to the Mizrach side. You put it now 2,000 Amma west of that, which is 500 Amma from where you were the first time, when you started off on Erev Yontif, v'niach Erev Sheni, rochok mibeso l'ruach marav, b'socha mesh meyos amma, as long as you're within the 500 amma, so that means it's 500 plus 1,500, you're still within the 2,000 amma distance, it could be 500 or less, and then v'soma chalov d'yom sheni, and then you want that to be your second day's mokum shviso, your Erev Tchumim for the second day, harei ze Erev. It's perfectly good, because shari efshar shiagilo b'yom harishon, because it's reachable from your mokum shviso the first day, it's within 2,000 ammas, it was 1,500 amma, plus up to 500 Amma, so it's within the 2,000 Amma of your first day's Erev Tchumim, and therefore the second day's Erev Tchumim was reachable, it's potentially edible, and therefore it works in this situation. Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Chav Ches, Hainu, Kishabesu Basada, as I mentioned, we're talking here about the route in the field where you only have your Dalet Amos where you're physically standing. Avalim Hu Ba'ir, but if you're in the city, we view the city as being Dalet Amos for you, Kol Ir Chashuva Ki Arba Amos, and therefore the entire city for you is like Dalet Amos, Umodid and Wapayim Chutz Mechoma Seir. And then you get the 2,000 Amos from the city limits, both to the Mizrah side and to the Marah side, and as long as you make the, let's say, the Arab to the left, 1,500 Amah, so you get 1,500 Amah back into the city, and then you get the whole city as Dalet Amos, and then you're still entitled to 500 Amah to the right of the city, to the Marav side of the city. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavtes tells us, so if this is within 500 Amah, it works. HaKlal Bazeh, the rule, the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ben Sheir Chirko Eruv Mitzad Zeh Harbi Ma'at, whether you extend it to the left side, let's say, to the Mizrah side, a lot or a little, as long as you can reach the second day's Mokum Shvisa, where you have the bread, the sudos, on the second day, it's within 2,000 Amos, La'olam Tzorshia Erev Hasheni Shekinegdo, as long as it's within 2,000 Amos of your Mokum Shvitza, it will be good. If it's beyond 2,000 Amos of the Mokum Shvitza, then it will not be good. That is Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet. Chabar writes, Yom HaKippurim Harehu Kishabbos. The halacha of Yom Kippur is the exact same as for Shabbos. And since, as I mentioned, we're really concluding over here all of Volume Dalet, with the exception of the upcoming halachas of Rosh Chodesh. So Volume Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah deals with first Eret Ilkumim and Shituf Mavayos, after it gave us some of the general rules about the different types of Rishuyos on Shabbos, where you're allowed to carry from and to. So these dinim that we've learned until now apply as well to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur has the same din as Shabbos. Bein le'inyon eruv echatzeros, whether you're dealing over here with the ability to carry, on Yom Kippur you're also not allowed to carry, as opposed to Yontif, where you are allowed to carry letzoruch Yontif. On Yom Kippur you're not allowed to carry letzoruch Yom Kippur, therefore all the halachos of eruv echatzeros and the different rishuyos apply to Yom Kippur, and likewise, bein le'inyon eruv etchumim. Likewise, it also applies in regards to tchum. There is a tchum on Yom Kippur as well, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Lamed. The Eishbo Isser Hotzo Kimol Shabbos, that Yom Kippur has the same rules as Shabbos in regards to carrying. And therefore, Valkain, Shayach Bo Kol Elu Advarim. All of these rules apply for both Eruv Chatzeros, Shitav Avayos, and Eruv Tuchumen. The Dirshu footnote number 10 brings down an interesting question. What about over here? How can you be Ma'arev, your Eruv Tuchumen, with bread, with two Seudos on Yom Kippur? So the Mati Ephraim asks this question. He says, yeah, Ya'ari Biragla below Mapas. Since you can't eat the bread, so then you can't use two Seudos on Yom Kippur to be Ma'ariv and Mokum Shvisa for you. And if you want to make an Erev Tuchumim that's different from where you are, you have to physically walk there and create that new Erev Tuchumim Mokum Shvisa by walking there. Mishum She'enu Ruya La'chila B'Yom Kippur. Because the Mati Ephraim, Rabbi Margolios, that's out, one of the great Gedolim, who wrote his magnum opus, the Mati Ephraim, on the Yomim Noraim, and he says, you can't eat on Yom Kippur, therefore you can't use a Shtei Sudos idea to have an Erev Tuchumim to make your Mokum Shvisa. However, the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, is surprised at this. Toma, he says, the Gemara in Erevin specifically states that you can do this. Shema Arvin Legol to be Yom Kippurim. And Rashi explains over there, the reasoning is, Hatam Hu Shahoa V'Roy L'Kotan. Since a Kotan could eat this, so therefore it could work for a Gadol as well, even though the Gadol can't eat it. And the Marcheshes explains over there that he says, you can bring a proof. The reason why a cotton is allowed to eat it is not because of pikuach nefashos, not like we might have thought that it's dangerous for a cotton to fast, but that the cotton has no mitzvah of inoy, of afflicting himself on Yom Kippur. And that's why the cotton is allowed to eat it. And therefore, and he brings a raya, because you wouldn't be allowed to be ma'ariv over here with bacon or some tray for item just because a sick person who is dying and needs to eat something would be allowed to eat the pork. So therefore, maybe we can make an Erev Tuchumim, because if it's good for the sick person, it's good even for a person who can't eat it. Just like if it's good for the katan, it must be good for the gadol as well. He says that's not the reasoning. He says there is no mitzvah for a katan to go and afflict himself on Yom Kippur. That's why the Erev is good for a katan, not because of pikuach nefashos. An interesting point the Marcheshes brings down. Finally brings down from the Shelos Tshuvas Bin Yitzion, Rav Etlinger's Atzal. And he says, Havi, Shehik Shalom Bino, Rav Etlinger's son, asked him, Ketzad Ma'arvin Besukkis. On Sukkis, you have the same problem. You're not allowed to have pas outside the Sukkah. Halloween or Rosh HaLechol is a pas chutz l'sukkah. So how does an Erev Tchumim work on Sukkis? And he says, as well on Yom Kippur, he asks the same question. And the Bin Yitzion answered his son, Shehoche drachim peturim in asukah. A person who's traveling on the road is patur in asukah. V'mum nimtzo rachuk yosem mi'apayim amma mi'asukah shebebeisam. If he's more than 2,000 amas from the sukkah in his house, v'adehu b'chal obid rachim, he's considered a traveler, and therefore mutar lo lechol esei ruvo chutz l'sukah. And therefore, the rules of not eating outside the sukkah don't apply to him. In regards to Yom Kippur, he said the similar idea. Shekivan shemashet tzorich lios mizona lebeis sudos b'mokam eruvo humishum shanan sadeish oz ritzono l'adu sham. He says the whole purpose of demonstrating with the two meals that's why a mokam shvisa works is because you're demonstrating that that's where you want to sleep. He says your own house. You're not allowed to eat in your own house. Yet the two meals that are there, so to say, are demonstrating that's where you want to be. That's your mokom dira. So he says the same thing works on Yom Kippur. Just like Beveso, lo yo'ochel ata sudosu mishum Yom Kippur. Just like in your house, you wouldn't eat the meal. But it's demonstrating that that's your dira. So he says, gam b'mokom eruva ein tzorach b'zeh. You don't need to actually eat it. El rashate sudosu muchonosham. It's theoretically there. And it would work if it wasn't for Yom Kippur. It's demonstrating that that's where you want your mokom dira to be. Very interesting idea from Rav Ettinger Zatzal. Now, we finish off Siv Hei, and that finishes off Simen Tov Te Zayin. Yom Tov Noheg Bo Erech Tchumim. All the dina that we discussed in the last couple of simonim for Erevei Tchumim apply to Yontiv as well when the din of Tchum applies. However, Avalo Erevei Chetzeros. But in general, carrying at least the Tzorach Yontiv is permissible on Yontiv, so all the dina that we learned about Erevei Chetzeros, Shishitov Bavayos, do not apply to Yontiv. The Mishnah Brura, however, in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, gives the caveat over here, Mishum de ain Isser Otsor B'Yontiv. In general, there's no Itzar Otsor on Yontiv. You're allowed to carry on Yontiv. However, he says, Ayin and Simon Tov Kuf Yud Ches Bachronim. We'll learn this in Mitzvah Shem when we learn Hilchus Yontif that the Achronim talk about over there, that you're not allowed to just carry Stam on Yontif anything that you want. It has to be Letzoruch Yontif Ktsas, at least for a little bit of benefit for Yontif. The Mikol Makom, we're going to learn over there, Kishim Ari, the Ruv in Chatzeros, L'Shabbos Yichlo Gam Yontif. When you make an Erev for carrying on Shabbos, you should have in mind that it should also work on Yontif, because there are things that you're not allowed to carry on Yontif. Bishum Dvar Moshe Ein Tzorech Hayom Klal. If they have absolutely no need for Yontif, then you're not allowed to carry them on Yontif. And therefore, it would be also Gam B'Yontif below Erev. And without an Erev, therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to carry them. Therefore, when you make the Erev for Shabbos, an Erev Chatzeros, you should also have in mind that it should work for Yontif as well. With this, we conclude today's Shir and Simen Tov Tes Zayin.